The Enterprise Email Program, operated by DoD's Defense Information Systems Agency, started in earnest 2 years ago as an effort to consolidate all of the Army's disparate email systems under one roof. At the time, email was being operated as a hodgepodge of technically distinct services operated by individual posts, camps, and stations all around the world. The Army estimates the move to the cloud will save it around $70 million per year. The 1 millionth user, according to DISA, was a soldier at Fort Riley, Kansas, whose account was migrated on Tuesday. John Hale is DISA's Chief of Enterprise Applications.
It's been a long road to get to where we're at today. We know we're not done with the effort. This is just the first major milestone that we're going to hit as we move forward with the rest of the enterprise services to continue to gain efficiencies within the department and to save the department funds overall as we move forward in this currently austere budget cycle that we're in.
The vast majority of the system's users so far work for the U.S. Army, accounting for about 967,000 out of the 1 million total. The Army's report to Congress last year called for all of its more than 1.4 million users to migrate to enterprise email by the end of this March. Hale says the Army and DISA still think they'll meet that goal.
What you're going to see, while we just broke a million yesterday, what you're going to see over the next 20 days or so is a rapid increase as we pick up large groups of folks that were perceived early on as being easier to migrate. So the Army did, their particular migration schedule was to migrate the hardest people first, because they figured that would take the longest amount of time. And now we're into the final stages and we're migrating these last large groups of folks. We do expect to have all that completed by the end of this month.
But other large DoD organizations have migrated as well, including DISA itself, the military's joint staff, the U.S. European Command, and the U.S. Africa Command. The Air Force may be next, as that service consolidates its broader IT network architecture under a construct it's calling AFNET. It's considering DISA's offering as a way to offload its current responsibilities for email.
We're in deep discussions with the Air Force overall about when and how they're going to migrate over onto the solution. The Air Force is offering up their reserves and guard as a first onboard effort to make sure that we get all of the processes down for the Air Force to make sure that we don't have any impact to the warfighter. So that is ongoing right now.
Navy IT officials have expressed reticence about moving to DoD enterprise email, saying the service appeared to be more expensive and less capable than what it's currently getting through its Navy Marine Corps intranet. But Hale says the Navy Recruiting Command is testing out the service in a pilot phase as well.
Navy Recruiting Command was actually an ideal solution because they're all shore-based, and they're spread out throughout the entire continental United States. So they're a very distributed workforce, very small offices, small numbers distributed throughout all the states. And so having a solution where they're all in the same email solution, they're all in the same gal, they can all connect with all of the rest of folks within the department very easily made them optimum to do that. As we look at the broader Navy as far as a candidate for coming on the solution, it gets more complex when you start talking about ships and shipboard type solutions. And so that's a little more complex, and I wouldn't want to draw the conclusion that the Navy overall has made a decision one way or the other about what they're going to do.
DISA officials say whenever other DoD organizations do decide to come on board, they'll be ready to add capacity to the system. Alfred Rivera, the agency's director of enterprise services, says the service-oriented pod-like architecture of the cloud system, hosted in DISA data centers around the world, is designed to scale up in size as needed so that the agency is not paying for more hardware or software than it actually needs at any given time.
Our negotiations, our partnerships with our industry partners have allowed us to buy capacity as a service, so we don't have any CapEx up front. That requires us to build capability prior to the infrastructure being in place, or to be in place for the user base. So we build it on an on-demand basis with our partners, and it's all based on OpEx.
DISA says enterprise email will also be incorporated into DoD's longer-term plan for implementing commercial mobile devices throughout the department. Hale says the email system already supports 80,000 BlackBerries, using that company's own proprietary server solution, and another 700,000 Android, Apple, and Windows mobile devices the military services are testing through various pilot programs. Those devices will all eventually be supported by a mobile device management and internal app store infrastructure DISA is asking industry to build. That request for proposals is out for bid right now.
We expect the award to be done this summer. That solution will ultimately replace the current pilot efforts that we have going on with all of the different devices within the department. And then we see it standing side by side with our current BlackBerry infrastructure for a short period of time. And then we expect to converge those two into a single solution next year.
DISA says email was only the first step on the path to building a stable of more efficient enterprise IT service offerings for DOD. To make email work at an enterprise level, the Army and DISA first had to create a single authoritative identity management directory that includes every employee in the Defense Department. Rivera says that global directory laid the foundation for other services DISA's building out in the same private cloud, such as the Defense Enterprise Portal Service, DOD's implementation of Microsoft SharePoint.
We currently have a large component of the Army on it again. The signal community is all on Enterprise Portal right now, as well as DISA, as a DISA first initiative. We're working with other customers like the Defense Finance and Accounting Service and others to migrate their instances of SharePoint, which is their information sharing capabilities that, again, are distributed, and moving them into our Enterprise Portal service so that they can see the same kind of benefits. We currently have the ability to support 200,000 users. It is built similar to Enterprise Email so that we can scale as the need goes. The benefit about that is to keep that cost low until such time that we need to put more infrastructure in place.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.